Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you well, feeling all right, doing okay out there. Well, I had a pretty good weekend. I'll tell you about that coming up. We had fun, did a couple of fun things on the weekend. But today was a lovely day. Is a lovely day out there, isn't it? I had some front porch time. Talked to the neighbor a little bit. Hadn't seen them for a little while because of all the snow and everything. We've been all shut up inside, as you can imagine. But it was nice touching base with the neighbor. And so we talked for a little bit. And yes, indeed, just some nice weather going on out there. And so I hope you all are doing out there here in Marion, and then everybody listening on the web, too, at WWGH1071.com. Want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Well, as I said, had a pretty good weekend. The wife and I decided to go over to Amish country on Saturday. So we packed a cooler full of drinks. That's whenever we take a long trip, we always pack a cooler full of drinks so we don't have to stop and get anything. So we headed over there and had ourselves a nice time. We hit all the usual bakeries. Hirschburgers, of course, you got to stop there, and they have the monster donuts over there, and so my goodness, you got to check those out and get you some donuts there. And then we went on down the road. If you head towards Charm up the hill, there's Miller's Bakery. They have a little sign there. And it's a good place to get some stuff as well. And they have pretty cool, just all sorts of things. They have fry pies, and they have chocolate candies in the case there. They have, like, chocolate clusters, rice bars, Clark bars, just all sorts of things. And so you can check that out next time you're over there. You'll love that. And of course, we went down to Troyer's, and that's the big grocery type store, and they have all sorts of things in there. And so we went and checked that out as well. So we had a good time over in Amish country. And then on Sunday, we went down and spent some time at my sister-in-law's place and had a great time. It was raining, of course, on Sunday, but the rain let up just a little bit, and we got some time to check out their property a little bit. And they have a couple of creeks, and since it was raining so much, the creeks were just had waterfalls and everything else through there. So it was pretty neat to see that, and see the creeks just roiling with water. And so we had a great weekend, and so I hope you did as well. Hey, I want to tell you tonight from 6 to 8 right here on WWGH, Scott Spears and Friends will be broadcasting live from Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In, Stewart's Root Beer Stand, over there on North Main Street. He'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 8 right here tonight, so you don't want to miss it. I'll be back here in the studio, hopefully making sure everything sounds okay, and he'll be there on location, Scott Spears and Friends, and that'll take place tonight. I'll be here with my buddy, Mr. Terry Tackett, and we'll be, like I said, making sure everything sounds okay, and if anything goes wrong, it's our fault. You can blame us. But anyways, hey, so we're looking for a good evening broadcast-wise. Okay, well, it is trivia time, and we've got a couple neat things to do. First off, we're giving away an Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. An Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. And also, at the very end of the show, after the 4:55 drawing, we'll be drawing for two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet. So if you like the Chinese, hey, stay tuned for that. And I've got a couple of interesting trivia questions about Hong Kong, incidentally. And so we'll throw those into the mix as well. And those dinners are service of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. And we'll give those away next week. So those won't be available until next week, but we'll go ahead and do the drawing at the end of the show this week. So let's go ahead and start the trivia, and I'll throw in the Hong Kong questions here. Hong Kong is famous for what reason? Hong Kong is famous for what reason? There's several answers right here. Another one. Hong Kong boasts the world's longest what? Hong Kong boasts the world's longest what? Can you tell me the answers to two of those Hong Kong questions right there? And again, at the end of the show, after the Arby's gift card, we're giving away two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet. So if you like Chinese, get on board for that. Okay, here's the trivia questions I have. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. What type of competition takes place at the annual Wimbledon Championships? What type of competition takes place at the annual Wimbledon Championships? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? In which celebration is it traditional for people to dance through the streets wearing a dragon costume? What is it called when a second full moon appears in one calendar month? What is it called when a second full moon appears in one calendar month? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you doing?
Are you looking for tennis?
Yes, I'm looking for tennis. Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Well, how's your day going? Have you been enjoying the nicer weather?
Yeah, I haven't had too much. They've been keeping me in. I got to go to the heart doctor down there before you guys on Friday. So I've been staying in.
Okay, well, best of luck to you on Friday. What's on the menu for supper tonight?
Hamburgers and french fries.
All right, that sounds good.
I hope you and your wife had a good time while you're on your little trip.
Yep, we had a great time on our little trip. We sure did.
Yep. All right, you have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yep. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. 420 is the time. What sport is played on horseback? What sport is played on horseback? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Chinese New Year.
Yes, Chinese New Year is what I'm looking for. How are you today, Ralph?
Good. Here you have a good weekend.
Yes, yeah, we had a fun weekend this weekend.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep, always fun to go down and down to Amish country, see the simpler way of life.
Yeah, we went over around Kenton the other day there and stuff, but we haven't been over the other way towards Berlin and then for a while.
Yep, yeah, that's where we were, right where we were at, in through Berlin and that area. It definitely is a tourist trap, though.
Yeah, it is. I think it's more man-made than it is anything.
Yeah.
We had that little schoolhouse and stuff they had there. We went in and done all that stuff they had in there and stuff and talked about it. And then around to some of the shops and everything. But other than that, you know, that's the bakery thing and stuff when we was over at the time was closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When were you over there?
Oh, it's been a while since we've been over there.
Okay. I know they close for Old Christmas and what they call Ascension Day. They close up the bakeries for that.
Yeah.
Those are two holidays they observe.
Old Man Day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better call in and see. We played out last week because we had won, and we don't want like to come back in about every week, so we kind of skip a week.
Well, I'm glad when you call. As far as I'm concerned, everybody can call every week. I like it.
Okay, dokie.
Okay, Ralph. Well, thanks for calling, and you have a good evening now.
Yeah, you too, and have a good luck tonight getting that broadcast going.
Thank you. We are hoping, we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping everything works.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, next trivia question. In badminton, what do players hit across the net? In badminton, what do players hit across the net? Traditional writing in ancient Egypt was made up of pictures called what? Traditional writing in Egypt was made out of pictures called what? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, polo played on a horse.
Yes, polo is played on horseback. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Well, that's good, and I need to apologize on the air to you because I forgot you last week when I was thanking everybody that called in.
Oh, that's all right.
I knew you called, and I had your name in, but it got stuck to somebody else's.
Oh, okay.
That's what I get for using sticky notes, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you have about 55 or 60 degrees in your neck of the woods?
No, hadn't been quite that warm, but getting close.
Yeah, getting close. I don't know if we'll make that by the end of the day or not.
Yeah.
I know they were calling for about 54 or 55 up here, but I don't know if we'll quite make it.
Yeah, well, last I seen it was 54 here, so.
Oh, 54 there. Okay. Well, I guess for early March, we'll take it.
Right, I'll take it.
All right, well, all right. I appreciate the call, and I'll try not to forget you this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
And you too. All right, bye. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And that's Mr. David Avery, who I forgot last week. 740-383-9944 is my number. Call and sign up for a chance to win an Arby's gift card. And then later in the program, two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet, a service of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, badminton would be a birdie or a cock.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm looking for. Have you ever played that game?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun game to play.
Yes,
it keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of ping pong. I'm not good at it, but I like ping pong and volleyball and croquet.
Yeah. Well, I croquet.
Yeah, croquet is a fun game to play. Frustrating when you hit the ball too far and you miss the little wicket, but, you know,
yeah.
It's still,
yeah, it's, sure.
It's still a fun game to play.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Becky. Well, I'll put you in the stack, and I appreciate your phone call.
Okay, you have a good day now, Miss.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling and listening.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:25 is the time here at WWGH Radio and anywhere on the Eastern Time Zone. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you, Ernie?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing
good.
Good. Yep. It's getting to be pretty nice. I think winter's over.
You know what? I think you're right, and
yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
And I think I'm about ready to put my snow shovel away.
Yep, I put mine away today.
Okay.
Good
deal.
Got the rake down, you know.
Yeah. I got to go out and pick up some sticks that have fallen. And so I've got to do that. And I guess before we know it, that grass is going to start growing.
That's the only thing I don't really like about spring. Then comes mowing.
Then comes
mowing. You've got to do that every week, you know, or even sooner sometimes, early in the season. You know, and that's just something that you don't decide yourself when you're going to have to do it.
No,
Mother Nature does.
It does, and sometimes when you have the rain and then it gets really long,
yep.
then the mower likes to bog down on you when you get out there.
Doesn't look too good, Dan, if you can't get it mulched up good.
Yeah. Yep, it'll be that season before too long. Right now we're kind of in between, so I guess we get to take it easy for just a little bit longer.
That's good. Yeah, at hieroglyphics is what the ancient Greeks used.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, indeed.
So, sound like you had fun down at your sister-in-law's?
Yeah, down south. Yep, down close to Zanesville.
It's some pretty country down there.
It is, and they just bought, last August, they bought, I believe it was 80 acres of land in there.
Oh, yeah?
And so they have lots of room to roam around.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's really pretty. You can just sit out on the front porch and just enjoy yourself.
Nice to own some land.
Yes, it really is.
They don't make any more of it, you know.
No, they certainly don't.
All right, I'll be listening and hope everything goes well tonight.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed for us.
Yeah, see if they can transmit a root beer float to you.
Hey, that'd be
over the wire.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right.
Send that through the wire.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Dave. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you too.
Bye bye. Bye bye. All right, coming up on 4:29, WWGH 107.1 FM. Nate Redmond here. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. Buckingham Palace in London, England, is home to what famous person? Buckingham Palace in London, England is home to what famous person? Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Yes, indeed. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying the little nicer weather we're having?
Yes.
Pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had a nice amount of front porch time, so it was pretty nice today.
I went out on the four-wheeler in the mud.
Oh, there you go. Did a little bit of mudding, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Miss Ashley, I'll put you in the stack.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. We have to take a break. If you call, I'll put you on through on hold. We'll be back right after these words.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
a BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, that TuneIn app works great. You can connect that in with all sorts of different things, and it'll work pretty good from what I understand. I've got the TuneIn app on my smartphone, and that's what I do. Just type in WWGH and pulls right up. But the website is pretty cool, too, because you can just go there and click on Listen Live at WWGH1071.com. Hey, don't forget, tonight from 6 to 8, Scott Spears and Friends will be broadcasting live from Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In, the root beer stand on North Main Street. Their grand opening is today, and so we'll be having fun for that broadcast tonight. Again, 6 to 8. Wish me good luck. I'll be here at the board with Mr. Terry Tackett, and so we're going to make sure that everything comes off without a hitch tonight from 6 to 8. So if Scott sounds bad, it's our fault. So just cross your fingers for us and wish us good luck that everything sounds smooth tonight from 6 to 8 with Scott Spears and Friends broadcasting live from Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In, the root beer stand tonight on North Main Street here at WWGH. We are Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio on this March the 3rd. Broadcasting live from the ever so comfortable studios here. Okay, here's a few more trivia questions to round things out. You can call me and sign up for a chance to win. This week we're giving away an Arby's gift card. I'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. Then after the Arby's gift card, we're going to select two winners for two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet Chinese restaurant. So we'll do that after do the drawing for the Arby's card. So and we'll give that away next week, okay? So that won't be until next week when that'll be available, all right? And that is from Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. What is a snickerdoodle? Can you tell me what is a snickerdoodle? I had a snickerdoodle at the Amish over there in Holmes County. I had a snickerdoodle this past weekend. Can you tell me what it is? What country grows more strawberries than any other? What country grows more strawberries than any other? And what is the dog's name in the cartoon Garfield? What is the dog's name in the cartoon Garfield? 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answer, and we'll get you up on the air and get you signed up for a chance to win tonight. Call and play trivia with us. Well, here are some ways to help avoid crying while cutting onions. Place in the freezer for 30 to 45 minutes before slicing. Don't leave them in the freezer too long or they will get mushy. If you cook with onions occasionally, try dried onions found in the spice department of most supermarkets. Also, when you want only one slice of onion for a burger or other sandwich, there's no need to peel the whole onion. Slice through the middle of the onion, cut off one slice, put the two parts back together, then wrap or seal in a plastic bag and refrigerate. The ways to help avoid crying while cutting onions. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that's a snickerdoodle is a cookie.
Yes, it's a cookie. Absolutely. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Good. Is this Eva?
Yes.
All right, Eva. It's always good to hear from you. I will sign you up for a chance to win, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, I appreciate you listening out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Adding to the stack here. 740-383-9944. You could be next. We love hearing from all of our regular listeners and new ones, too, for sure, for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the dog's name is Odie.
Right, the dog's name is Odie. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. You getting along?
I'm getting along all right. And who's this? We'll put you in the drawing.
This is Scott.
Scott? All right, Scott. I will sign you up for a chance to win, all right?
All righty.
Hey, I appreciate you listening out there. Thanks for being there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All righty. We are getting some answers in here at 740-383-9944. Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here. 437 is the time. Let's do some offbeat news here. Find out what's going on in the offbeat stack. A pair of Idaho men broke an unusual Guinness World Record by throwing and catching 215 dice while the catcher was blindfolded. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records, teamed up with neighbor Jonathan Hannon to break the record for most dice caught in 30 seconds while blindfolded. Team of two. A video of the attempt shows Rush holding out his hands while blindfolded, allowing Hannon to throw several dice at a time into his partner's hands. The Guinness rules required the men to remain at least 6.5 feet from each other during the attempt. Rush was able to hold on to 215 dice during the 30-second attempt, enough to do more than quadruple the previous record of 45. David Rush, pretty amazing guy, over 150 Guinness records. An Oregon man captured photos of his unusual encounter with an extremely rare animal, a Sierra Nevada red fox. Alan Miles of Bend said he was in the parking lot of Skyliner in Mount Bachelor when he saw another person taking photos of an animal. Quote, I saw a lady taking a photo of this animal on the hill, looked up, and it was this very unusual animal. It was not a dog, and just thought it was real special, Miles told KTVZ-TV. Wildlife experts reviewed Miles' photos and identified the animal as a Sierra Nevada red fox. The species is considered extremely rare, with fewer than 50 believed to exist in the wild in California. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said the species was first confirmed to be living in Oregon in 2015. Very little is known about the Sierra Nevada red fox. Fish and wildlife biologist Jamie Bowles said, we haven't taken a look yet at the population size estimates or density in our area. The photos that Miles snapped shows an animal that was mostly black fur with white at the end of its tail and on its paws. Always a lot of fun when you can see an animal that isn't very common in an area. And makes for an exciting time. Officials in a British town took to social media to make light of a newly painted road that features a small spelling area in very large letters. It says, No Henry. The road outside of a parking garage in the city center of Malden, England, was supposed to be painted to read, No Entry, but residents quickly realized the message was missing the letter T. If you're having a bad day, just know that someone else is having a worse day than you, the Malden District Council said in a Facebook post. The council said the error will soon be corrected. So there you go. How would you like to be a painter and forget your tea? No Henry. There's part one of our offbeat stack for this Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021. And it's time to find out what happened on this day in history. 1791, on this date, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution that created the U.S. Mint. 1803, the first impeachment trial of a U.S. judge, John Pickering, began. 1812, the U.S. Congress passed the first foreign aid bill. 1817, the first commercial steamboat route from Louisville to New Orleans was opened. 1845, Florida became the 27th U.S. state. 1845, the U.S. Congress passed legislation overriding a U.S. president's veto. It was the first time the Congress had achieved this. 1845, an act of Congress established uniform postal rates throughout the nation. The act went into effect on July 1, 1845. 1849, the U.S. Department of the Interior was established. On this date in 1849, the Gold Coinage Act was passed by the U.S. Congress. It allowed the minting of gold coins. Also in 1849, the U.S. Congress created the territory of Minnesota. And finally, in 1851, the U.S. Congress authorized the 3-cent piece. It was the smallest U.S. silver coin. I don't think I've ever seen a 3-cent piece, but there's got to be some somewhere in a museum somewhere. Be pretty cool to see a little 3-cent piece. 4:42 is the time. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. So glad you've tuned in. And we are doing trivia. We are giving away an Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. And then also for next week, we'll be giving away 2 dinners to Hong Kong Buffet, a service of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. And we will give those will be available next week, so don't look for those in the mail. We'll draw for those this week, but don't look for those in the mail right away, okay? And I have a couple of Hong Kong trivia here. Hong Kong is famous for what? Hong Kong is famous for what? Also, Hong Kong boasts the world's longest what? Hong Kong boasts the world's longest what? Can you tell me a couple of those Hong Kong questions? I also have some more of my trivia questions here. 740-383-9944. What is it called when a second full moon appears in one calendar month? What is it called when a second full moon appears in one calendar month? Buckingham Palace in London, England is home to what famous person? Buckingham Palace in London, England is home to what famous person? The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? And what country grows more strawberries than any other? What country grows more strawberries than any other? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you got the blue moon.
What was it again?
The blue moon.
The blue moon. That's what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Oh, we're making it.
Making it? Hanging in there?
Yeah, during this weather.
Yes, sir. And I should know your name, but I can't quite place who you are. Who's this?
This is Ed Atkins.
Ed Atkins. That's right. And how you been? It's been a while since I talked to you.
Oh, like I said, we're making it.
Good deal, good deal. Are you enjoying this a little bit warmer?
Because of you,
enjoying this little bit warmer weather?
Yes.
Yeah, it is definitely a nicer day than it has been on these sub-zero mornings, huh?
Yeah, sure helps the bones.
It sure does. All right, well, thanks for calling, and I will add you to the stack, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll take our break. We'll be right back after these words.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back and have another caller coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Queen of England lives in Buckingham Palace.
Yes, indeed. How are you doing today?
I'm not bad.
Good, good. And who is this?
Lee Dominey.
Lee, good to hear from you, buddy. How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. And it's nice to have a little bit nicer weather out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All righty, sir. Well, I will add you to the stack, and I appreciate the call very much, and I thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, nice to hear from some folks that we haven't necessarily heard for a while, and nice to hear from our regulars as well. We love to hear from you. Okay, let me pull up my email because I didn't write it down here, but I have what's that in the mailbox for this week, and we hear from Allison this week. And Allison says, Nate, have you ever had a dog, cat, or other animal in your childhood or now? Well, Allison, right now I don't have any pets, not even a goldfish, but growing up we had several dogs, okay? We had a dog named Sophie, and she was, you know, just a mutt, but we loved her to death. And we had a blue tick hound called Ticky. So blue tick hound, Ticky. And then we had a dog named Mia. So those are the three dogs I can remember. I remember one cat that we had named Midnight. And stayed around for a while and then ran off. And we didn't see it anymore for a long time. And then it showed back up briefly. But it was kind of wild by then. So, I remember the three dogs. And... and then I remember the cat there, okay? And I had a rabbit. It was a white rabbit. And I don't remember what I named the white rabbit. But it wasn't a very friendly rabbit. It would like to scratch you when you got it out of the cage. But I had a rabbit, and I also had a bird as well. And the bird wasn't too friendly either. I don't know what it was with those birds. So there you go, Allison. That's hopefully that answers your question. Okay, you can email the inbox anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. Shoot me a question, radionateosu@gmail.com. All right, we are having a good time here rolling along. We're going to do our drawing in 5 minutes, and we are giving away an Arby's gift card this afternoon and also two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet, and that's a service of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. And those won't be available till next week, so don't look for those in the mail right away, okay? Because we won't get those available to us till next week, so it'll be a little bit of time before you get that in the mailbox. Okay, head with me down the long hallway. Make a right. And get in my comfortable seats here in my little classroom, because it's time for the weird word of the week. And I've written it on the chalkboard, and it's Perdure. Perdure, P-E-R-D-U-R-E, Perdure. The definition is to continue or last permanently or endure. The origin of Perdure goes way back to 1350 to 1400s and comes from the Middle English. So there you go. That is the origin of Perdure and also your definition, to continue or last permanently or endure. Perdure, our weird word of the week for this week. Don't forget, tonight from 6 to 8, Scott Spears and friends will be broadcasting live from Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In over on North Main Street, right here on 107.1 FM. And he'll be broadcasting live with his friends and having a good time there to celebrate the grand opening of yet another season. I think, don't quote me now, but I'm pretty sure this is their 96th season. Isn't that something? Wow. Boy, oh boy. So I'll be here with Terry Tackett, and we'll be running the board and making sure everything sounds okay this evening. So if it doesn't sound okay, it's our fault. So cross your fingers and cross your eyes and cross your toes and send us good wishes that everything goes okay this evening from 6 to 8 right here on WWGH Radio and on the web at WWGH1071.com. All right. 4:52 is the time, and let's see if we've got any trivia questions left. We've gotten a lot of these answered, and I appreciate that very much. The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? What country grows more strawberries than any other? What country grows more strawberries than any other? Can you tell me the answer to those trivia questions at 740-383-9944? 2 minutes left before we do the drawing for the Arby's gift card and two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet. All righty, let me give you another offbeat news story. The show is offbeat news and trivia, so I do want to definitely give you some offbeat news. A coyote is recovering at a Florida sanctuary after rescuers spent days searching for the animal to remove a giant plastic tub that was stuck over its head. Members of the Wild Florida Rescue Group said in a Facebook post that it took 4 days to track down and wrangle the coyote after it was spotted wandering with a sourdough pretzel tub stuck around its neck. Rescuers said the tub was preventing the coyote from eating or drinking, and it appeared to be having difficulty breathing. The tub was removed from around the animal's neck, and the coyote was taken to the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary to receive treatment for an infected neck wound caused by the tub. Officials said the coyote is recovering well, and they expect to release it back into the wild in the near future. Okay, we are just seconds away from our drawing. We're going to find out who's going to win the Arby's gift card and the two dinners to Hong Kong Buffet. All righty. That'll be a lot of fun to go out there to Hong Kong Buffet. And they have opened up the full self-service buffet, is what I heard just the other day. So that's pretty cool that you can go out there and serve yourself now. Okay, let me get the stack here. Find out who the winners are going to be. And we are drawing for the Arby's gift card. And let's shuffle these around here. And the winner of the Arby's gift card is Scott. Scott, congratulations. Scott, I do not have your address to send this to you, so when I go off the air at 5 o'clock, give me a call back, and I can send this Arby's gift card to you through the mail. Okay, Mr. Scott, you are the winner of the Arby's gift card, so congratulations. All right, now to find out who's going to win the Hong Kong buffet dinners. We're actually going to get those to you next week, so it'll be a couple of weeks before we get these through the mail, but we're going to go ahead and draw them. This is courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. And the one winner for dinner number one is Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You are the winner of a Hong Kong dinner. You will enjoy the Hong Kong buffet. And winner number two for the Hong Kong buffet is David. David, congratulations. You are the winner of Hong Kong buffet number two. So there you go. There's our winners, Scott and Ashley and David. You are the winners today. And once again, Scott, just give me a call back here as soon as I go off the air here at 740-383-9944. I'll get your address, and I will send this Arby's gift card to you through the mail. And we have just enough time for our Ladies' Corner, and I have a recipe that turns out kind of green. I thought March is St. Patrick's Day month, so we might as well have a recipe that's kind of green. And we have layered lemon-lime dessert. Layered lemon-lime dessert. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Here is what you need. 2 cups lemon sherbet, softened. 1 container, 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese spread. 1 can, 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk. 1 tub of Cool Whip whipped topping thawed. 1/2 cup lime juice. And here's how to make it. Spoon sherbet into foil-lined 9x5-inch pan. Spread to form even layer in pan. Freeze for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, beat cream cheese spread in large bowl with whisk until creamy. Gradually beat in sweetened condensed milk until blended. Stir in Cool Whip and lime juice. Spread cream cheese mixture over sherbet layer in pan. Freeze 3 hours or until firm. And there you have layered lemon lime dessert. Again, find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture of it, and that'll kind of tempt your taste buds a little bit there and whet your appetite a bit. And you can make this and enjoy it for sure. All right, don't forget, one more time, I want to tell you for sure, tune in tonight from 6 to 8, Scott Spears and Friends. We'll be broadcasting live from Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In. All kinds of great food out there. This is their grand opening for this season, and I believe it's their 96th season. And I'll be at the board with Terry Tackett, and we'll be making sure that everything sounds okay tonight. And if it doesn't, blame us. Or not. So cross your fingers and cross your eyes and cross your toes that everything goes okay. I'll be here tonight, and then, of course, I'm here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia, having a lot of fun with you folks. And my email address is RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. My website, RadioNate.webs.com. That's right. Check out my website if you get a chance. I think you'll like it. RadioNate.webs.com. That's WEBS, RadioNate.webs.com. Until next time, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table,